Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is Season 2's Episode 16. I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, Dave. It's morning time here, Saturday morning. And
I had a Christmas function.
You were up being Kris Kringle last night, so we had to do it this morning, which is fine.
Yeah, no, that schedule's changed a little bit, so we try to get it out consistently. I think we've been pretty consistent for the most part. So
yeah, if you hear sipping, it's coffee, Dave.
get you awake. So yeah. Hey, we before the show we talked about this a little bit, but I wanted to make sure we mentioned it to our listeners. There was an interesting article out on the number of the sites out there. This was on the Horse Racing Nation. Equifax. Equibase, Keeneland is testing GPS technology on workouts. I thought that was interesting to see. You know, I said, maybe the list will finally stop these knuckleheads who have 10 stopwatches around their necks when they're timing workouts, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, I don't know that they're knuckleheads, but
it's chuckles. We see them doing this, I guess, at least me anyway.
Yeah, no, the thing is, Dave, that, you know, it's in lieu of anything better.
Technology. We got to grasp it.
So, but the article was interesting in that it looks like they're experimenting with GPS technology, which can track multiple runners, get, you know, dead on accuracy from a workout standpoint, and it looks like they're trying it at a number of tracks. I think I read Keeneland was in there, and Golden Gate, and Woodbine, and
yeah, they've been doing it already. Others. So.
I think the term knucklehead just comes from that guy Bob that we used
our
to know
guy
that, that used to clock the all harness right workouts and we used to go to the track. So, and that was an aptly used nickname, that's for sure. But yeah, Dave, that's interesting. I know that you said something. You were going to post the link to the article. So
yeah, I'll put the link in our show notes I'll just put it in our show notes so people see that to take a look at that. But another piece of the puzzle as far as your handicapping is
yeah. You just got to be careful, Dave, because right. You know, we do have trainers following us here on.
This is true. This is true. They do time.
Listen to our time.
If I've offended anybody. If I've offended anybody, I apologize. They're not knuckleheads. I mean, no, it's a legitimate thing to do. I respect their skill of using timing as a part of their ways of seeing how their horses are running. So,
yes, but
it's early morning. We want to have some fun here. So,
but Burger King Bob, yes, he probably remember he used to run a Burger King.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And oh, that's good.
It brings back some memories for us. So,
yeah,
anyway.
that's good stuff.
All right, let's start things off here by make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you'll find all the links, all the ways to listen to us. We have all your basis covered. Just click a link. Be sure you're joining our Facebook group and that link there as well, and get you on our Facebook page. And we're putting stuff out there as well. If you want to listen to us on your Amazon Echo, all you have to say is Echo, play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn. Make sure, like we just mentioned, be sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR. Steve may post some late day changes or even any picks he finds. Keep going on the downloads. We're doing really well, averaging 350 or so. We appreciate everybody listening and downloading. We know someone's out there listening, and we appreciate that. So, again, I'd like to mention if you'd like to donate to our show, we'd really appreciate it. Go to the Patreon page, which is at patreon.com/offthecharts. It's Off the Charts Horse Racing, and we'd really appreciate it'll keep the lights on for us. We'd appreciate it too. So we'll review last week, and you have a horse nugget segment this week talking about post position, and then this week again we got the Gulfstream card. I'm excited. The Gulfstream card is in full force, and you got to pick four up out of this these picks out of the five races you got this week. So let's kick in and talk about last week.
Yeah, so let's talk about last week, Dave. We're red hot. I would expect those donations to just be flowing in.
Yeah, exactly.
Giving out some really nice prizes. Winners over the course of these last couple weeks.
We made some pretty good money last week. So.
Yeah, so last week, Dave, six stakes races. Once again, our top three pick horses have been coming in nicely. So we had two top three pick winners. One of them paid $29.80. And yeah, you can say, yeah, but it was your third pick. Yeah, but these third picks that I'm giving out these things aren't paying just $5. A number of them last week paid nice prices. We had another one that this past week that paid $29.80. We did have one that paid $4.80. We had a top pick winner that paid $4.60, so a couple of favorites in there. We had two top two pick winners. One of them paid $3.60. The other one paid $6.80. We did have a pick four winner that paid $343.80 for a buck. So nice pick four that we gave out. 348 stakes races, 152 top two pick winners, 44% of the time you can find the winners of these stakes races in our top two picks.
No, that was awesome. Awesome. Yeah, great week. And when, want to keep it going here. So let's move on to our horse nugget segment. This week you wanted to give a little more insights on the post position of its importance in your handicapping.
Yeah, Dave. So I think I have talked about post positions before in a horse nugget segment. So this is a reminder. What happens to me is when I start handicapping these races, I start reminding myself of some things. And I am starting to place a little bit more importance and significance on post position changes from the prior race. So especially horses that are moving from outside post positions to inside post positions, you realize how much farther a horse has to race when he's breaking from the outside post position. So there's a whole bunch of added ground that has to be run when you break from an outside post position. So, I'm no math genius, Dave, but it makes sense to me that the shorter you have to run, probably the faster you're going to get there. So I especially like horses that are going from outside to inside post positions. If they showed early speed the last time out from that outside post position, And the opposite is true. I take a look and see horses that were inside, had inside post positions last time out and are moving to the outside. Sometimes it can be an advantage, especially if it's a speed horse that can be rated. Sometimes it's a nice situation to have an outside post position with a horse that can rate. And by that, I mean they don't have to go barreling out of there, but they do have speed that they can be in contention early. It's nice for a jockey to be able to make a decision on what is happening inside of him before he actually knows when to use his horse. If you recall, a lot of jockeys in the Kentucky Derby like to draw outside post positions just because they like to be able to see what is going on inside of them and then make a decision, especially with a horse that can that has speed and can rate. This is especially true with maiden special weights or maiden horses with young horses. I am not a big fan of inside posts with maiden special weight horses. Usually what happens in those races, there's a lot of horses that are racing for the first time, and a lot of them try to break out on the front, and these horses on the inside can get squeezed and get very uncomfortable with horses crowding them, along with the complication of the rail. So just something to watch out for when you're betting maiden special weight races. I also have found, that inside post positions on turf races seem to be an advantage, mostly because I think horses, especially horses that are a little bit older, have a tendency to relax when they are what they call covered up, which means there's a couple of horses on the outside of them and in front of them. They tend to relax when they're on the inside, and then when it comes time for the jock to pull them out for their burst, they usually have a ton of energy. So just wanted to briefly mention post positions again, Dave, as something for the listeners to use in their handicapping.
No, great tips. We really appreciate it. Yeah, everybody, we always ask to go back and listen to some of our old episodes, but it doesn't hurt to remind people of some of the things you've talked about in the past. So it's not like it's we're repeating it, but you're listening to it with fresh information, because things are always changing. Okay, let's move on and start the handicapping here. We're at Gulfstream Park the whole way here today, and you've got five races, and the first one you have is, we pull up the form here. We are at the fifth race at Gulfstream Park. It's a mile and a 16th. It's grade three. It's the Harlan's Holiday, $100,000 purse, and it's three-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, so my top pick in this race, Dave's going to be the four-horse Village King. Todd Pletcher trains Johnny Velasquez, the jockey, 4-1 the morning line. We get a pretty lightly raced four-year-old here who had a 97 and a 96 buyer speed ratings the last two times out. One of those races on the turf, another one that was scheduled for the turf but taken off. I was looking for a horse in this race, Dave, to beat what will be the prohibitive favorite. Yeah. And this is the horse that I landed on, the four-horse Village King. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the one horse who is going to be the morning line favorite. Audible, Todd Pletcher trains Javier Castellanos, the jockey, 2-5 in the morning line. This horse is the model of consistency, 499 buyer speed figures in a row. Wow. Seven lifetime starts, five wins. Here's the thing, though, Dave. Maybe this is as fast as this horse can race, 99. I mean, four times in a row. So I'm looking for a horse that could possibly improve from a buyer standpoint. This, my top selection has only raced in the States three times, and two of those times were on the turf, and once was on a race that was taken off the turf.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if we can get a buyer improvement on the four horse and possibly beat this really short-priced favorite, who is the three-year-old, but as my friend Tim mentioned, their ages are all going to change on January 1st. So
that is right.
So the one horse Audible will be our second selection in this fifth race, and our third and final selection, as always, Dave, I try to find us a price shot, right? Gonna put the two horse in there, Dave. Minute Madness. Peter Walder trains Robbie Alvarado's the jockey, 21 in the morning line. This was a trainer change. This horse was claimed from a very low percentage trainer at Gulfstream on September 28th. Peter Walder is a master claiming trainer, and certainly, and take a look, first race off the claim at 6-1, won by 8 lengths, in a really cheap $16,000 optional claimer race. Who knows? Walder doesn't claim these things by accident, right? Comes off that win in that really cheap race, throws this horse right in a grade three. So let's put the two horse, Dave, as a price shot in here. Midnight Madness is our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, our picks in the fifth race at Gulfstream today, Saturday, are 4-1-2.
Okay, let's move on to the eighth race. Eighth race is going to be the start of the pick four. There's also a pick three available if you so desire, or do both. And it's a mile, and it's a grade three. It's the Rampart. It's $100,000. It's fillies and mares, and they're three-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, my top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the three-horse Tappa, Tappa, Tappa.
Yep.
Timothy Hamm trains. We get Javier Castellano as the jockey, 5-1 in the morning line. I like this horse because this horse shows some early speed. Looks like a horse that could get on the front end in a race that I don't think has a whole lot of early speed. Some really nice bullet workouts coming into the race, and those bullet workouts, Dave, were at Tampa Bay Downs, and I consider these horses Tampa shippers, as you know. I think we had a nice one last week. Yep. So let's make the three horse, Dave, Tappa, 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 our top selection in this eighth race. Excuse me. At Gulfstream today, Saturday, our second selection, Dave, is going to be the seven horse. The seven horse is In Spite of You. Leon Minot trains Luca Panici is the jockey, 20-1 in the morning line. Dave has kind of that racing pattern that I like. We get third off the layoff. We get a horse off a layoff, off a trainer change, who showed early speed at Keeneland, then raced in a stakes race and showed a closing move. So I like when horses show speed, then close, and third off a layoff. I don't know, Dave, maybe this thing is setting up nicely here for this horse. This horse is out of Spitestown, who's a really top sire, and we get 20-1 in a race that I think could be wide open. So let's make the 7-horse, Dave, in spite of you, our top selection.
Or your second selection.
Second selection, yep. So our second selection, Dave, the 7-horse, in spite of you. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 1-horse. The 1-horse is Electric Forest. Chad Brown trains Jose Ortiz, the jockey, 3-1 in the morning line. This is a 3-year-old filly, second off a layoff. Ortiz has been on this horse all three lifetime starts, has won two of them, gets a nice cozy inside post position. If indeed the speed does decide to fade in this race, this might be the horse that gets the nice trip on the rail and picks up the pieces. So let's make Electric Forest our third and final selection. So to eliminate any confusion, Dave, Gulfstream Park, race 8, our selections are 3-7-1.
Okay, let's move on to the 9th race. Ninth race is has a start of a pick 3. It's a 1 mile on the turf. It's a grade 3, and it's the My Charmer. The purse is $100,000 for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yep, our top selection, Dave, is going to be the 8-horse Capla Temptress, who is a comeback horse for us, a horse that I've picked before. Yep. Bill Mott trains Joe Bravo's the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. This is a significant trap class drop. This horse has been in grade 1 and grade 2s. Ever since she found her way to the United States, gets a little bit of class relief here off a short layoff with Mott. Has a really nice workout there on November 14th at Belmont. We're going to make the 8-horse, Dave, Capla Temptress, our top selection. Our second selection is going to be the 6-horse La Moneda. Tom Morley trains Johnny Velasco as the jockey, 5-1 in the morning line. Horse has a great turf record. Has raced 9 times on the turf, 6 wins, 2 seconds. And actually, coming into this horse's last race, she had won 4 in a row, and then came up short the last time with Junior Alvarado as the jockey. We get a nice jockey change to Johnny Velasquez today. Let's make the 6-horse, Dave, La Moneda, our second selection in this 9th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, I am going to go to a very outside post position. We're going to take the 14-horse. I'm Betty G. I'm Betty G is trained by Michael Maker, Tyler Gaffley on the jockey, 10-1 in the morning line. This horse is second off a layoff. Gaffley has won a couple times on this horse before. Even out of this outside post position, the 14, Dave, I had a hard time finding any speed in this race at all, and I would expect Gaffleone to gun this thing out from the opening bell. Yep. and try to get the front end. This horse, certainly has the ability to do that. 14 turf starts, 5 wins, 1/2, and 5/3. We get second off a layoff with a speed horse, with a jockey who's at 19% right now at the recently opened Gulfstream meet. So let's make the 14-horse, Dave, I'm Betty G, our third and final selection. So in Gulfstream Park's 9th race on Saturday today, our selections are 8, 6, 14.
All right, we'll move on to the 10th race. 10th race is a 6-furlong distance. It's a grade 3. It's the Sugar Swirl. It's a purse of $100,000, fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. And you got a daily double available for this race. Give us your picks.
Top selection, Dave, in this 10th race is going to be the 7-horse Dream Pauline. Kira McLaughlin trains. We get Javier Castellano as the jockey, 4-1 in the morning line. This horse is second off a layoff. Castellano was on this horse in that allowance race at Saratoga where he won. Also, this horse had produced 2 sub-12-second eighths of a mile in that race at Saratoga. Lightly raced McLaughlin's horses have a tendency to get better the more that they get experience. So we're going to make the 7-horse Dream Pauline our top selection in this 10th race. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 4-horse. The 4-horse is Stormy Embrace. Kathleen O'Connell, trains Tyler Gaffley on the jockey, 3-1 in the morning line. This horse has a really nice record at Gulfstream, 8 starts, 4 wins, 1/2, and 1/3. Clearly this horse was, you know, she was in over her head the last time out, racing in the Breeders' Cup, Filly Amir Sprint. I would expect, the class relief to be a nice benefit to, the four horse today, Stormy Embrace. So let's make Stormy Embrace the four, our second selection in this 10th race. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the two horses, Awestruck. George Spinky Arnold is the trainer, BJ Hernandez, the jockey, 2-1 in the morning line. This horse is third off a layoff. This horse has produced two sub 12 second eighths of a mile in its last two races. And certainly looks like a horse that, you know, can sit pretty comfortably near the pace and can show a nice close. So let's make the two horse, Dave, Awestruck, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, Gulfstream Park's 10th race on Saturday today, our selections are 7-4-2.
All right, let's move on to the last of our handicapping for today, the 11th race. 11th race is a mile and an eighth. It's on the turf. It's grade two. It's the Fort Lauderdale. It's $200,000 for three-year-olds and upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so this is the race we're going to take a price shot with. Our top selection in this 9th race is Mr. Haverkamp. Catherine Phillips, Dave Phillips is the trainer. Johnny Velasquez, the jockey. We get 15-1 in the morning line, Dave. Second off a layoff. We get a horse coming from synthetic.
Woodbine shipper.
Race at Woodbine, get a Woodbine shipper. Get a horse that has had some training trips over the Woodbine synthetic and now a turf bullet workout at Gulfstream. So, you know, we get Johnny Velasquez. So we can really get a nice jockey change here. A lot of things I like here, Dave. Get a nice four-year-old horse. So we know this horse is, he's in the prime of his racing career, and 15-1 in the morning line, Dave.
Yeah.
So we're going to make the nine horse. I know you do. I'm going to make the nine.
I think horse. The listeners do too.
Yeah. Going to make the nine horse, Mr. Haverkamp, our top selection in this 11th race. Our second selection, Dave, in this race is going to be the four horse. The four horses, Kerbon. Kerbon is also trained by Kieran McLaughlin. Joe Bravo is the jockey, 5-1 in the morning line. We get a horse in its third lifetime start in North America. Probably bounced a little bit off that really nice race. First time in the States at Saratoga. 102 buyers the first time out, 97 the next time. Now off a short layoff. I would expect this horse to, you know, be right there today. So let's make the four horse, Dave, Kerbon, our second selection. And our third and final selection, let's go to the rail. Let's make the one horse, Dave, Glorious Empire with James Loris training. We get Edgar Prado on the jockey, 12-1 in the morning line. We get second off a layoff. We get a horse that was in the Breeders' Cup turf race, the mile and a half Breeders' Cup turf the last time and went off at 12-1, Dave.
Yeah,
So, you know, it was pretty competitive from a price standpoint. Two back-to-back triple-digit buyer speed figures prior to that, both of them at Saratoga. This horse is a seven-year-old, but I would expect Prado to get that nice trip on the rail, as I described in our post position horse nugget segment. So let's make the one horse, Dave, Glorious Empire, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, Gulfstream Park today, Saturday, our selections are going to be 9, 4, and 1.
All right. That is it with the handicapping for today. Let's wrap things up. Be sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. Anything you need to know about us, it's out there on the website. Be sure you're following us on Twitter at OffTheChartsHR. Any podcast updates, race day changes, or any other picks might be on that Twitter feed. If you have any questions, you'd like to send us an email. We do have an email address. It's questions@OffTheChartsHorseRacing.com. And any closing comments?
Yeah, I would just encourage the listeners to check the weather. I know that it had been raining on and off in the southeast yesterday. A couple races at Gulfstream were taken off the turf yesterday, I believe. So, you know, make your adjustments accordingly. I would suggest that if the races stay on the turf and the turf is a little good or soft, it would be it's important for you to check and make sure that your horse at least shows some kind of ability in racing on a strip that is might be a little bit off from a turf standpoint. So yeah, that would be the last thing.
At least Gulfstream has updated their turf.
Yeah, nice turf course, at least from what I can see. Yeah.
All right, that is it. I will see you at Trackside a little later today. And thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.